By the time we finished our last round, the rain has stopped, so we decide to walk home in a drunken zigzag, Cole's arm slung over my shoulder and mine around his waist, like we're two old friends rather than very drunk, newly minted allies. Does that kind of thing happen to you often, Cole?
What kind of thing? Cole says.
The free drinks.
I don't know. He shrugs. Sometimes.
How often do you get free drinks? He casts a bemused look over at me.
It's a friendly place.
Meat locker?
I ask. Butcher town, he says.
I smack my forehead and he stops short in surprise. That's why it's called meat locker, I say. I spent the whole night trying to figure out if it was a fetish bar or something.
Cole tips his head back, laughing.
You thought I took you to a fetish bar?
He looks delighted.
Did Peter tell you I was into BDSM?
Wait, are you? I ask.
Not that I know of, he says. Why? Are you?
Probably not, I say. I think I'm pretty boring in that realm.
What realm?
Sex realm, I say.
Do you lie there and stare at the ceiling in silence? He asks.
Excuse you, I say. This is none of your business.
You brought it up, Darlene, he reminds me.
I don't stare at the ceiling, I say. We've reached our building.
I just make utterly unblinking eye contact like any respectable woman.
See? He says, not boring. Haunting, maybe, but not boring.
But how does that happen?
Cole's eyes widen, his mouth screwing up into something between a smile and a grimace.
Well, when two people find each other attractive, the free drinks, I interrupt.
He shrugs. I don't know. It's not like I set out for it. I must be making a disbelieving face, because he frowns.
You think I'm some kind of con artist?
I think you're a very charming guy.
As far as insults go, he says, that's a new one for me.